Campaign finance reform is coming up as a major issue in the race to replace retiring U.S. Representative Jim McDermott. Nine candidates are running for the Seattle area House position. Among them, Joe McDermott has signed a pledge denouncing certain political donations, and he's asking opponents to do the same. KUOW's Paige Browning reports.
Democrat Joe McDermott is no stranger to the election process as a King County Council member and former state representative. At a debate sponsored by KCTS9 last month, he asked his opponents to denounce independent expenditures.
And that is for all of us to agree to a people's pledge rejecting all independent expenditures in this race, that secret money that is corrupting our democracy.
Independent expenditures are ads that advocate for or against a candidate that weren't made in direct cooperation with a campaign. The pledge would require candidates to donate money to charity if they benefit from one of those ads. The only other candidate to sign so far is Dr. Arun Jhaveri, former Burien mayor. But other candidates, Democratic State Senator Pramila Jayapal and Democratic State Representative Brady Walkinshaw, have both spoken about the need for campaign finance reform. They have also raised the most money in the race so far. Walkinshaw says he would sign the pledge if Jayapal does.
But I think the importance of this is that it's about collective action, and I would join my colleagues in that collective action, but it's important that we all do it together.
Jayapal says she doesn't plan to sign and calls the pledge a gimmick.
We don't control independent expenditures. The whole point of being called an independent expenditure is that candidates don't know anything about them. And so the People's Pledge, while I understand the intent of it, it really has not worked when it's been used in other places.
Western Washington University political science professor Todd Donovan says the pledge is a bit of a gimmick.
Probably not legal to solicit money for your campaign and then use that money to go to some charity. So that part really jumps out at me as almost funny.
There are currently no reported independent expenditures in the race. In 2012, that kind of spending in Washington State's congressional races amounted to $2.3 million. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.